This is Triple M Rock News with all that matters in rock this week.
Hello, welcome to another edition of Rock News. I'm Rosie. Valet to Olivia Newton-John, who passed away from cancer aged 73 just the other day. Spending her formative years in Australia, she put us on the map and continued to foster new talent coming through the USA where she was based most of her life. ONJ transcended genre, and her multitude of Grammy nominations and wins were overshadowed by that little film Grease, which thrust her into the stratosphere of Hollywood stars. And her work in the wellness space for cancer treatment will be her shining legacy. I loved her generosity of spirit and her warmth on the few occasions we met, but I really loved her backing vocals on James Rain's debut solo album. She had the sweetest voice, but she had the respect of some real rock and rollers, you know, Rod Stewart paying tribute, Paul Stanley, Peter Frampton, Sebastian Bach, and little old me, just devastated at her great loss this week. I'd also like to acknowledge the passing of the Pogues bass player Daryl Hunt. He joined the band in 1986 and he was 72. Their infectious Irish punk probably was best known through their Christmas carol, Fairy Tale of New York.
You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome.
You were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the junk they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, babe. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Christy McColl joining Shane McGowan on vocals there. And you'll know this song, but you may not know the writer.
Now if you feel that you can't go on, because all of your hope is gone, and your life is filled with much confusion, until happiness is just an illusion, and your world around is crumbling down. Darling, reach out. Come on, girl, reach out for me.
Lamont Dozier was a Motown songwriter who gave us songs like that for the Four Tops and many others for them. Dinah Ross and the Supremes in the late 60s, but he also worked through the 80s with Phil Collins, Simply Red and more. He was 81 when he passed earlier this week and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1990. In brighter news, it was thrilling to see Ozzy Osbourne and Tommy Iommi bring Black Sabbath to the world stage at the closing of the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. They started off with the Iron Man riff and then they went straight into that Paranoid. But it was difficult to fathom that it was actually really Ozzy there belting it out when he'd had major back surgery only in June. Wife Sharon explained just the other day that they'd asked 6 months ago if he'd perform, but they declined. Then checked in again 6 days before the closing ceremony and they said, sure, let's do it. That's rock and roll. So a newer one from The Offspring. Now, we know that they have dates scheduled here in December. Let's hope they make it here, though. Currently on tour in Canada, the band shared video on their Instagram of a burning vehicle and wrote, "While travelling through Canada yesterday, something flew off the vehicle in front of us and became wedged underneath one of our SUVs and it caught fire. Everyone got out safely, but the luggage, passports, laptops, and pretty much everything else was destroyed. Good luck, offspring and crew. One to end on, since the release of Elvis the Baz Luhrmann biopic about the singer, Elvis, Fender, the guitar company, has noticed on their app Fender Play an upswing in the number of people learning Elvis songs on the guitar learning platform. The figures for his songs have doubled since June with Jailhouse Rock, Heartbreak Hotel and... being the most popular. Not a lot of guitar in there, a lot of bass, bit of drums, but that's okay. Learn an instrument, it'll be good for your soul. That's it for another week. Take care.
For the latest tour announcements, killer album releases, and a healthy hit of rock nostalgia, don't forget to subscribe to Triple M Rock on the Listener app or on your smart speaker.